KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have snow and blowing snow. It's 25 degrees with our winds out of the west at 25 miles per hour. It feels more like 10 degrees above zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with the check of the news on KJAN, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Taking a look at the school late starts and cancellations for this morning, these schools are running 2 hours late today. That would include Atlantic, AHSTW, Audubon, also Charter Oak Ute, Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK, Griswold, IKM Manning, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools. Riverside's running 2 hours late this morning. Also, Atlantic Head Start is 2 hours late. The cancellations include no school today for Logan Magnolia, Trainer, Tri-Center, Underwood, Woodbine, and West Harrison, and no preschool at the Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool at the YMCA today. Also, some side notes for you. AHSTW has no morning activities, and Audubon has no morning preschool. At Riverside, their child care will start on normal time, but no morning preschool at Riverside. Well, in the news this morning, other than the weather, and by the way, the roads are pretty much partially covered with snow all across our listening area this morning. There is a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 p.m. for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties, and until 3 this afternoon for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, and Cass counties. The winter weather advisory is in effect for snow and blowing snow. Off in the western part of the listening area, winds could gust as high as 50 miles per hour, causing whiteout conditions, and an additional 2 inches of snow are possible. Here in the other immediate listening area, including Cass and the other counties I mentioned, anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of new snow is possible, and there could be some heavier snow squalls. So plan on slippery road conditions, including during this morning commutes, and be prepared for reduced visibilities down to a mile or less, or at times do slow down. In local news, aside from the weather, the Atlantic Police Department yesterday reported that 5 arrests had taken place from February 24th through March the 3rd. This past Saturday, 34-year-old Christopher Jesperson of Atlantic and 21-year-old Cheyenne Caven of Oneida were arrested on separate OWI first offense charges. Last Thursday, 18-year-old Travis Osborne of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. 54-year-old David Charles of Atlantic was arrested February 27th, also for theft in the fifth degree, shoplifting. And 25-year-old Adnan Abdik of Waterloo was arrested February 24th for 3 counts of forgery. All those subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. Atlantic Police reports also an Adair County woman was cited for failure to yield upon entering a highway following a collision Saturday on Highway 71 South. A vehicle driven by Danelle Cooney of Greenfield was pulling out of a parking lot at 1005 Whitney Street at around 1:55 p.m. and onto Highway 71. A non-contact vehicle, that being a pickup pulling a trailer, was attempting to enter the parking lot at 1005 Whitney. Cooney proceeded onto the highway, not seeing a vehicle driven by Eric Fletchall of Villisca. Their vehicles collided, resulting in a total of $1,750 damage. No injuries were reported. Red Oak police report the arrest of a Red Oak woman on a theft charge Monday afternoon. At around 1:15 p.m., officers arrested 55-year-old Shelley Renee Shuffler of Red Oak. She allegedly took clothing from a locked bin valued at less than $200 and also allegedly stole a box containing several smaller boxes of strawberries from the Red Oak Fairway store. Fairway requested the charges for the strawberries, and Shuffler was charged with theft in the fifth degree for items less than $200. That's a simple misdemeanor. She was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater yesterday reports the arrest of 18-year-old Julian Russell Wagner of Dexter. That occurred around 12:30 a.m. Friday. Wagner had been pulled over on Interstate 80 at mile marker 95 for a traffic violation. He was subsequently arrested for possession of a controlled substance first offense with a baggie of cocaine in the vehicle. A small amount of marijuana was also found in the glove box. Wagner was booked into the Adair County Jail and later released on $1,000 cash or surety bond. Thursday evening, 47-year-old Thomas Matthew Connors III of Omaha was arrested in Adair County on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear on a possession of controlled substance, methamphetamine, first offense charge. Connors was taken to the transferred to the custody of Cass County deputies. On February 28th, 20-year-old Paul Albrickson of Kent was arrested at the Adair Union County line on a felony warrant for failure to appear on a first-degree burglary charge. His cash-only bond was set at $500. On February 26th, 35-year-old John Lemon of Greenfield was arrested by Greenfield police for possession of a controlled substance, less than 5 grams of meth, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Lemon was being held in the Adair County Jail on $10,000 cash or surety bond. On February 25th, 33-year-old Derek Wayne Bud Pickerell of Fontenelle was arrested by Adair County deputies for driving while barred. He was cited and released. That same day, 41-year-old Joseph Eric Funk of Fontenelle was arrested on 10 felony counts of forgery, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving under suspension. Funk's cash-only bond was set at $5,000. In our funeral announcements, Kenneth Kenny Evans, age 65, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Kenny Evans will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Evelyn Ludwig, age 96, of Casey, died Thursday in Stewart. A massive Christian burial for Evelyn Ludwig will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Lula Margaret Pingle, age 108, of Shelby, died Saturday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Lula Pingle will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Kenneth William Kanan, age 95, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Kenneth Kanan will be this Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Jacqueline Jensen, age 91, of Harlan, died Friday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. Memorial services for Jacqueline Jensen will be this Saturday at 10:30 at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Larry Bob Crone, age 81, of Persia, died Saturday. A memorial service for Larry Crone will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Francis Frank J. Murtaugh, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday. A memorial mass for Frank Murtaugh will be next Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.